Betty must be 18 now?
19. And a pretty girl too, Ginny. Very, very pretty. When I found out I was sick, I wrote to Melody. Asked her to send Betty to see me. I just wanted to see her one more time, you know?
I understand. Nodding, I patted his hand when I saw tears well in his eyes.
She didn't really want to visit her old man. I don't blame her. I was never much of a father, was I?
His forlorn chuckle led to more coughing, but this time he recovered quickly.
She was here only a few minutes, no more than 10, I imagine. But she had this real fine necklace. Caught me attention right off. You know I got an eye for expensive baubles.
I knew, no matter the con or the theft, if Hugh Beatty was involved, so were pricey jewels.
I asked her about the necklace. Her eyes got all big and she grabbed a hold of the little heart and chain, holding it like I might steal it. Can you imagine that? Like I'd take it right off her neck or something. She said someone who cared about her gave it to her and that it was more than I'd ever done for her. Then she said I never really cared anyway. Cut me to the quick, Jenny. It really did. But no better than I deserve.
I'm sure she didn't mean it, Uncle Hugh.
Well.
He paused, raspy breaths going in and out of his slightly opened lips. They were dry lips, cracked and pale. I glanced at the table beside him and picked up a little cup of water, holding it to his mouth so that he could drink.
Thanks.
Are you sure you don't want to rest? I can come back.
No. No, I want to finish. I want you to ask your dad to look into this thing with Betty for me.
Okay. Tell me what you need. He opened his mouth and I put the cup back to his lips one more time. He drank in great big gulps, gasping for air, then motioned that I should put the cup back down.
That necklace Betty had on. It was stolen.
But how would you know?
Trust me, Jenny D. I know these things. Here's what it looks like.
He pulled an old folded-up piece of paper from under his pillow and handed it off to me. I opened it slowly, then examined the sketch he'd made. If this had been the necklace, it was certainly different enough as to be recognizable. But that didn't necessarily mean it was stolen.
There are diamonds there.
He motioned with shaky fingers.
And rubies along here. And then a lovely black pearl right in there. You have your dad look it up, Jenny. I've been asking around to the guys here. It was a big, big heist over somewhere near Fort Worth. Have him look into the name Barrick. There's a reward on it, I bet.
A reward?
The kind those insurance companies pay. You have J.D. look it up, and if it's stolen, have him find Betty and get her out of this mess. Find out who this dirty thief is that's stolen her affections, and he'll save her from him. And if there's a reward, then he can split it.
You want half the reward? He shook his head and I noticed his eyelids were beginning to droop with exhaustion.
No, no, Jenny. What good would it do a dead man, eh? No, I want it to go for Melody and Betty. See that your dad takes care of them, okay? You're a good girl, Jenny D. You're a real good girl.
No more than an hour later, Hugh Beatty drew one more shallow, rough breath. Then he winked at me and died.